This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Trump out of the way is not going to change things in a fundamental way. But what it will do is it will mean that we're in a position where he's not going to be able to intimidate the base. His base is not going to be intimidate those half a dozen Republicans we may need in other things.
Look, for the president to let it be known that his silence, whether it's on the rounding up of Muslim Uyghurs in Xinjiang, putting them into camps, or the aspirations of the people of Hong Kong for democracy, for him to let China know that his silence can be purchased, is trashing American values.
All right, that was Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and before that, Joe Biden. And the two were part of seven candidates on the stage for the sixth debate, the Dems, of course. And this was one day after the House voted to impeach President Donald Trump. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And there we sit. You heard, what does the president call him, Sleepy Joe, say, well, with, you know, Trump out of the way. Whoa. We're not even into 2020 yet. It's interesting because there have been a round of polls, both Republican slanted, I'll say, and Democratic slanted, that show it's pretty dead even, depending on the question and how it's asked, as to what will happen with the president as we swing into a new year. We'll dive into the latest on impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. But in case you missed it, was there anything exciting that happened at the Democratic debate? Well, you know, there were less on the stage. I mentioned that. It's the final debate of the year. There seemed to be, I think, stilted or measured or whatever words you want to throw in it, kind of responses to policy-type questions. But they went after each other like we've seen before. There was a lot of kind of Pac-Man, Pac-Woe-Man stuff. We're gobbling up the candidate. And this time around, it seemed like there was more, this is my kind of personal agenda. Here's my thing. Here's what we're doing. And as in previous Democratic debates, since the launch of the investigation into the president and impeachment, it was the first focus of what they talked about on Thursday night. The candidates were asked how they can convince Americans to support impeachment. Andrew Yang smash the news media, saying the reason Americans are divided on impeachment is because of the media they consume. Here's the direct quote. He said, it's clear why Americans can't agree on impeachment. We're getting our news from different sources, and it's getting hard for us to agree on facts. All right, Andrew, I got to hit you on that one. Here's the thing. Of course we're getting it from different sources. It's content, 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 baby, and it's in all directions. That's the world that we live in. And I said that. If you like a particular media and you think it slants a certain way, then you favor it. You watch it. That's your source. So that's what you're going to get. He did say that voters, he doesn't believe voters trust the media networks to tell them the truth. That is the question. Do you trust the, quotes, news media? To be clear, what I'm doing, this is talk radio. It's based on opinions and wrapped around whatever we think moves the needle, meaning, I'll call it the boys in the woe man cave with me, the Sean Hannity's, Rush Limbaugh, the grandfather, of course, of talk radio, and so many others who fall in lots of different directions or in no direction at all, where it's more about the conversation and let's get it rolling. So that I think that excludes it, if you ask me, because that's opinion-based. But that came up a few times about the media and networks and what people are missing out on and all of that in between. What's interesting is Politico's Tim Alberta asked Joe Biden, he was one of the moderators, if he would commit to running for a second term as president, considering he'd be 82 at the end of his first term. So it was interesting, the response. You know, Alberta started to say, you'd be the oldest president in American history, and And he clarified, you know, because at first when he was going down that path, Biden interjected to point out Winston Churchill. He was saying, you know, Winston Churchill. But then he clarified, no, 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 American history. I was joking, and that was a joke. So that kind of fell flat, if you will. But there wasn't, there was much dancing around. It's the same thing, too. Who would be the oldest because of their ages, all in the 70s, that are tripping the polls? Then there was this interesting nugget. You heard Mayor Pete Buttigieg there at the top, the South Bend, Indiana mayor, who took some heat for a fundraiser that was held in a wine cave in Napa Valley, California. And Buttigieg responded that he's the only one on the debate stage in Los Angeles who's not a millionaire or billionaire. According to Forbes, Buttigieg's net worth stands at about $100,000. So, you know, that was interesting. And kind of the slam was from Elizabeth Warren, who said, "We made the decision many years ago that rich people in smoke-filled rooms would not pick the next president of the United States. Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president of the United States." Wow. A little slam there to the Buttigieg. And Warren called on Buttigieg to swear off fundraising events like the one at that wine cave. But he said she brought money to her 2020 presidential campaign from previous campaigns where she did hold those kind of events. But she wasn't the only one that took the slam. He was the softball of the night because it was just so easy to go after him because of the campaign fundraising thing. And you had Yang, Andrew Yang, who said the country needs change, how campaign finance works, they got to change it so they don't have to go shake the money tree in the wine cave. And then Joaquin Castro said, at Pete Buttigieg, "Did you all talk about the poor in that Silicon Valley wine cave?" He couldn't get away from the wine cave. So much easier to hang out in my woe man cave. I don't get too much criticism from all of you about that. But like I said, that was an easy one to go after. So it was the same stuff that we've been seeing all along, just less people on the stage. There was some blowback from the president's comments on the Dingles. And in case you don't know, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell called for increased civility in American political debate and said some things should be off limit. This was a day after the Prez railed against her vote for his impeachment, which she did vote for it, at a political rally where he said, or implied, if you will, her late husband John, one of the longest-serving members of Congress, might be in hell. Oh, because he said something about down there. And he was speaking, of course, in Battle Creek, Michigan. And the president indicated he thought Dingell was unappreciative of the A-plus treatment he offered to honor her husband after his death. So there absolutely was a lot of conversation about that on the Talking Heads networks, and whether or not that was outrageous, not fair game, could hurt the president when it came to the voting public. The music means that we're dancing in a different direction. Can you believe it? Just like that. Boom. Some reaction, again, on the heels of the impeachment vote, one from Mitch McConnell. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other House Democrats seem to be suggesting they'd prefer never to transmit the articles. Not with me. And the Speaker of the House herself has been unclear on this. Her message has been somewhat muddled.
They can't address the main question. And when they do, and if they do not hold this president accountable, they're really saying, he did it. So what?
From wine caves, whiners, and the latest react to impeachment, you heard Mitch McConnell, because the Senate, of course, will eventually take all of this up. And then right after Mitch McConnell, if you didn't recognize her, Mazie Hirono, who is a voice for Hawaii, if you will. She's been serving as a junior U.S. senator from that state and, of course, is a Democrat. And she echoes the thoughts of others who are saying, what about the question? And now this hot potato, if you will, does move on to the Senate. Kate Delaney, wishing you and yours happy, happy holidays. Have you been out there in the rush, running around, trying to snap up some last-minute presents? Or is Jeff Bezos getting all your money? The king of the world. That would be the man who stands behind Amazon. I'm telling you, I see those Amazon packages. I don't know how people get to their front doors. And they're not worried. They're not worried about the economy, and they're not worried about the word impeachment. They're focused on getting the loot to put underneath the trees or to distribute during the tail end of Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever else is being celebrated. So from coast to coast and everywhere in between, now, as the headline screamed out, and I mentioned this because it's great, we do our show live, and talked about everybody just saying impeachment, impeachment, all the headlines. And then it's more about the, you know, the fallout and what does that mean moving forward as we see it roll to the Senate. And now, you know, Nancy Pelosi delaying the sending the articles, and Mitch McConnell is actually threatening to cancel Donald Trump's Senate trial if Pelosi does the article of impeachment. The speaker shouts back. He's a rogue leader, pretty much. So I think that, you know, this was... Pelosi was seen as pushing this across the finish line on Wednesday, but now here we are at the tail end of the year and there's no hurry, I think, to push this to the Senate. That's what I think it partially is what it is. And there's more of that back and forth because the Republicans don't want to agree on pushing for witnesses' subpoenas to see Republicans, certain Republicans that would be part of this trial. So Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, and Nancy Pelosi have to choose what they call the managers to carry the House case to the Senate. Can you just picture that physically? They're lifting up the case and carrying it, so to speak, virtually. Virtually. And McConnell slammed, and you heard a piece of it there, slammed Pelosi in that floor speech and warned the Senate more patience will have a calming, the Senate's more patient pace will have a calming influence after the way this whole impeachment thing went down. So that's where we're at. It's, you know, the ball's still in the court of the House, and it hasn't been moved over to the Senate, and all of that has to, like I said, unfold. And he has said, McConnell, that he's not anxious to have the trial. If she thinks her case is so weak, she doesn't want to send it over, throw me into that briar patch, is specifically what he said. So it's kind of open warfare, although we've seen this before. This is not nothing that is new. There's all kinds of rhetoric and shouts and shots being taken on all sides of this. Meanwhile, while this is happening, what else is going on that affects you and me? I say that this show is about what's happening in your backyard and what's happening in mine, whether it's in Palm Springs, New Orleans, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, Tampa, Florida. What is happening in your world and my world that affects us? And what affects us is a couple of things. Have you noticed an uptick in the homeless population? Because I was out west, I noticed that in some very warm places. And have you noticed, and this is something that's actually being talked about, for the first time in history, the U.S. economy has started and ended a decade without a recession. So how about that? That's right. When we go into 2020, not in the middle of a recession. So one of the things, and I was reading this today, I like this saying that this is what economists will often throw out, they'll tread this out, that expansions don't die of old age. So it certainly rings true here for a record 126 straight months. That is the longest time period in the country's history, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research. So if we kind of flip that and reverse engineer it, that means we've avoided, the U.S., a recession for an entire calendar decade, first time ever. I mean, that is a rare feat, and that's exciting, actually. Job growth has recovered more slowly than in previous economic booms because, in part, unemployment was so high during the financial crisis. But as some economists have said, the deeper the hole, the longer it takes to climb out. But economic expansions have started to last longer, I guess, in the post-war period. So, yay. I mean, positive news and going strong is what we want to see. Of course, there are some other impacts of this. The GDP growth has been much slower during the expansion than in previous booms. So that's, we don't want to see that. And there are still risks that could derail the longest expansion ever, record low interest rates. They fueled record high debate levels. And then wealth and income inequality is troubling. That sets alarms off among the people who have the money, the investors, and of course the politicians. But if we can continue to shatter records, if everybody's paying attention to this, then some of the doom and gloom that has been predicted coming into the next year or so, maybe that gets fended off or is not quite as awful as has been predicted, which would be a very, very great thing. Not great is the homeless population, and I'm mentioning this because I feel for the people in these situations, often many of them suffering from some form of mental illness, and the federal government says that it's a 2.7% increase that has been driven by especially a huge spike in California. The Department of Housing and Urban Development, they gather those statistics. They say it's their third consecutive uptick in homelessness. Yikes. And as you look across the nation, especially in the West Coast, and it, a lot of that goes to the weather, and Secretary Ben Carson says, in fact, homelessness in California is at a crisis level and needs to be addressed by locally, some of those local communities and state leaders with a crisis-like urgency, and I agree with that, because you don't want to see that increase and get worse. And, you know, come on, I mean, we're a nation, I just said it, how well things are going, that we need to take care of this. We need to figure this out. When you have about two-thirds of the homeless living in emergency shelters and transitional housing programs and other shelter locations, and then you got about a third in the streets, abandoned buildings, unsheltered locations, unsuitable for humans to live in. That's sad. And, you know, Governor Gavin Newsom, step up and step out on this, brother. He says the state is doing more than ever to tackle the homelessness crisis, but I think they have to have more skin in the game. He says the federal government has to put some real skin in the game. Both need to, I suppose, but it has to happen. There's a way to help people and not leave them flailing. I'm not a Cinderella, certainly, meaning that I'm closing my eyes and saying, oh, just wave the wand and it'll be easy. But certainly some of that population could be helped. And he's saying, Newsom, that they've invested $1 billion to help communities fight homelessness. And I would love to see the numbers and where all of that is directed. And sadly, the way we feel about our veterans, a lot of that population is homeless veterans, over 37,000. Very, very sad. All right, hang with us. Coming up next on the show, we're taking you inside to the movies. There's some good movies out, as there always is this time of year.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Democrats holding their sixth of 12 primary debates scheduled for the election season. The PBS NewsHour and Politico sponsoring the event at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Seven candidates qualified: former Vice President Joe Biden, South Bend Mayor Pete, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Senator Bernie Sanders, businessman Tom Steyer, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and entrepreneur Andrew Yang. The impeachment vote prompting a Democrat to switch parties. President Trump sitting next to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew at the White House with the announcement he's ditching the Democrats and joining the Republican Party.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am.
Van Drew represents New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District in the southern part of the state, which also covers Atlantic City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. This is done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, we're taking you to the movies, and we're going to look at three: Bombshell, Star Wars, and Cats. Yes. By the way, this is for you, PDB, listening to us on 1030 AM KVOI in Tucson, Arizona, who says, when are you coming here, Delaney? I swear I'm coming in 2020. Anyway, he wanted to find out about Bombshell and if it was worth seeing. Well, Bombshell is all about Fox and Roger Ailes and sexual harassment. Here's a little snippet of that movie.
All Trump.
There was blood coming.
You have to adopt the mentality of an Irish street cop. The world is a bad place. People are lazy morons. Minorities are criminals. Sex is sick but interesting. Ask yourself what would scare my grandmother or piss off my grandfather. And that's a Fox story.
Oh, it makes so much sense.
Women are everywhere. We're letting them play golf and tennis now.
HR's on the phone because you called me a skirt.
Yeah. I got to read that manual again.
The attitude off camera was even worse. You're a man hater. Learn to get along with the boys. You're sexy, but you're too much work.
I have a whole list.
Will other women come forward?
You may have heard there was a dust-up involving yours truly and presidential contender Donald Trump.
There was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Oh, my God. Did he just accuse me of anger menstruating?
Wait, am I going to be the story?
No.
No. I'm going to be the story.
No.
Nobody stops watching because of a conflict. They stop watching when there isn't one.
I want to convince you that I belong on air, Mr. Ailes. I think I'd be freaking phenomenal on your network.
I could pluck you out and move you to the front of the line, but I need to know that you're loyal. I need you to find a way to prove it.
I'm the bad guy.
You know why Roger's got that door blocking his office.
Someone has to speak up. Someone has to get mad.
Fox News star Gretchen Carlson dropped a major bombshell today.
What is she doing?
This could kill Fox News.
We need everyone on Team Roger.
Get it on. Put it on.
These are the end times.
You do understand I have to be above this, right?
You know the entire country is talking about your period right now.
So yeah.
Sweetheart, this is an island of safety and truth.
It's a man!
Ready to go to war?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you get the idea. It's you could hear Gretchen Carlson, and they referred to her, and of course Megyn Kelly. That was the thing with the president and the bleeding comment that he made that did absolutely become fodder and conversation and whatnot. And it's about the downfall of Roger Ailes. Will it do well? There already was a television movie dedicated to this. And I think at the time, you know, where it's coming out with so many other big movies like Star Wars, which we're going to go to, and a few others, that it's pretty tough timing. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 65%. Jay Roach directed it, $35 million. It does have star power, and the story is intriguing to a lot of people as to what happened to the people that worked there and how it's being portrayed. So you have, like, Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron is part of it too, and some other really well-known people. If you go pack a lunch, because it's 1 hour and 48 minutes, then you have the trailer. So I guess this is typical for what we see. It's rated R, and it would be over 2 hours. I think it finds an audience more in streaming, especially because of the time that it's being released. I think there's more of an audience streaming wise versus the big screen. This next movie, definitely big screen, big packed Mama Jambo, all houses, movie houses, and there's a zillion offerings across the country because Star Wars spans the generations and people just cannot ever get enough of Star Wars. And it makes sense. I mean, there's people that don't like it, but it makes sense that there's an audience because of the way you can share. I think part of it is the way that you can share the stories. And for George Lucas, I mean, this was life-changing back in the late 70s, and Star Wars continues. That's what it is. It's the rise of Skywalker, and where are we headed with Rey, the female hero in all of this? So here is a snippet of the latest Star Wars.
Together.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir. At my friends.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Yeah, it's almost impossible, right, to describe Star Wars and go back in the vault, other than it continues the rise of Skywalker and the crushing disappointment, I guess, of Rey, and meaning where she came from. I won't spoil that for everyone. I don't want to tell too much because I know there's people that will go and see Star Wars, and if you happen to be listening to me, that would be a real bummer if I was the spoiler of this whole thing. But I think part of her heritage and where she came from and all of that is what is kind of stuck in the craw of some people. So this one will find the audience. As I already mentioned, there are a zillion ways to go and see this, and having a zillion ways to go and see it means that more people have access at all different times of the day, and we'll find a way to take kids, especially because you got people that are off from school. You got the little ones that are off from school, older ones that are off from school. It spans the generations. Yeah, it'll shatter box offices, I think. I mean, not the best of all time, but it will recoup its money and do well, and then do pretty good in streaming, too. Cats was a big number in Broadway. Now, coming to your favorite movie theater, it's a musical, and it's a question of people in musicals. So here is Cats.
Tonight is a magical night where I choose the cat that deserves a new life.
Going to the ball could get dangerous.
Come on! Let's dance!
I judge a cat by its soul.
I've got plenty of soul.
Spotlight!
And a drum roll, please.
No!
It's party time!
The most deserving cat will be reborn into another life. So they can be who they've always dreamed of being.
What's your name?
Cat got your tongue?
Here we go!
Don't mess with the crazy cat lady.
Now it is time to make the choice.
Right, well, that's not going to work, is it? That's what I say to you.
Cross paws.
Now, we're about to begin.
I love it.
All right, Cats, and it does mirror what you would have seen on the stage. It's been around for decades. I think there'll be some curiosity about it, and it's PG. It's drama fantasy, 2 hours. Rotten Tomato, however, gives it 19%. Wow. The review, the movie Cats doesn't even know what the musical is about. That was on Vox. That doesn't bode well for Cats. Yikes. Stay with us. California Fire's next.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas.
Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
California fires a lot. I used to live in California. My best friend lives in California, and she was right in the middle of it. And we've got Michael Berry with us. He's the Senior Vice President, Head of Media and Public Affairs for Insurance Information Institute, III.org. You can find out more info there. Michael, thanks for jumping on.
Good to be with you, Kate.
So the California wildfires, and we saw north, south, et cetera, how much did this cost insurers in both 2017 and 2018?
Well, the numbers were quite extraordinary. The insurers in California paid out nearly $25 billion for wildfire-caused damage in 2017 and 2018. We don't have the numbers as yet for 2019, but so when we're looking at these numbers, we're talking about total insurance payouts for auto, homeowners, and business insurance claims, and it was throughout the whole state in 2017 and 2018.
Yeah, and we're talking about, by the way, some insurers are reducing their exposure to the state's risks after the what we just talked about, those statistics, those disasters. So what's a non-renewal notice that people face, and how does it differ from insurance policy cancellation? That's a huge question.
Yes, it is, and the first thing is insurers are in the business of gaining customers and expanding market share, so it's with great reluctance that an insurer would issue a non-renewal notice. And basically what that is when the policy period comes up for renewal, the insurer looks at the risks and decides it's a very small percentage of Californians that are seeing this, but this it's a state of 40 million people, so even if it's a small percentage, it's a sizable number of customers who are now seeing receiving these non-renewal notices. And basically what that means is the customer has 45 days to find another insurer. And oftentimes you can, but depending on where you live, it may be more problematic for you in terms of finding another insurer.
Yeah, and you know, and talking about that, when you these non-renews, and what do you do? I mean, so what do you do if either you're a renter or a homeowner, the insurance that happens to you, you have these non-renews? What do you do with them?
Well, the first thing I'd counsel a customer to do is to call your insurance professional and see if that decision can't get reversed. Sometimes it can. Again, the insurer wants to keep you as a customer, and these non-renewals have happened in other parts of the country as well after major events. So basically, the first order of business is see, can I get this non-renewal overturned? Because this is another thing. The insurer has to tell you precisely why they're non-renewing you. They may say wildfire risk. In this case, I'd go back to them and say, well, what if I did A, B, and C, you know, created more defensible space around my property, got a new roof that would be able to withstand a fire better, would that make the insurer overturn the decision? Sometimes the answer is yes. So I think the first order of business is appealing the decision. Failing that, contact insurance professionals in your area and see who is underwriting properties in your neighborhood.
Yeah, and I can only imagine the cost of insurance soaring because of what's happened. So what about fair access to insurance requirements? It's actually the FAIR plan. Tell me about that. I don't know much about it.
Right. Basically what that is the property insurer of last resort. If you are in the California FAIR plan, that means you've really exhausted all of your other options, which start with the so-called admitted market. Now, the admitted market is basically all the name brand customers that your listeners would be familiar with in the auto and homeowners insurance market. So if I get non-renewed by a name brand insurer, I'd probably be canvassing the area to figure out if there are other name brand insurers, or maybe not so name brand insurers, who you want to make sure they're financially strong, though, even though, you know, you can go check AM Best and you have other ways of figuring out whether the insurer has the financial wherewithal to underwrite all the risks in California. But failing that, you go to what's called the specialty market. These are probably companies that a lot of people haven't heard of, but they insure higher risk properties, and there are insurance professionals out there. I think the key words for your listeners to look for are surplus and excess lines. I know I'm getting a little insurance-y on you, but yeah, if you're looking for coverage and you're up against it, surplus and excess lines are an option. And then getting back to what you talked about here, how do I end up in the California FAIR plan? I've not been able to find coverage in the admitted market, and I've not been able to find a specialty insurer who won't underwrite my risk.
So as we close here, we're speaking with Michael Barry, Senior Vice President, Head of Media and Public Affairs for the Insurance Information Institute, IIII.org. Tell me a little bit about that.
The Insurance Information Institute is an industry-funded consumer education organization. We explain what insurance is and how it works. We've got actuaries and economists here and communicators who talk about auto and homeowners and business insurance. A lot of what I do is news-driven, talk about a lot of natural disasters. There's always stuff going on. We have the tornadoes this week in the South, and a lot of reporters and the public want to know what's covered, what's not. Oftentimes, you know, not everybody's looking at their insurance policy until they need it, so we're here to explain, again, the basics of coverage when it comes to auto, homeowners, and business insurance.
All right, makes sense to me. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Kate.
Wow, so interesting, because did you hear those numbers that Michael said at the beginning? And as a former Californian, I lived there for 5 years. Boy, I knew how crazy the insurance thing could get. So you look at auto, home, business insurers paid out $13 billion in wildfire claims in 2018. And then you go back 1 year before that, $12 billion in 2017. And we don't even have the numbers, like he said, for 2019. And think about that. So you got to get a new car. You got to rebuild your house. You got to restore whatever the business is. And that is, boy, that is tough. And every time I see those California fires, and we've had my friend Annie Zadarovich on, where she lives in Westlake Village and was right there in the center of everything that was happening, and they had to get out. They had to leave their home and go to a hotel, and they were even lucky to find the hotel. And then what happens is, of course, there's that wild panic. You don't know if your house has survived. You don't know what kind of damage there is and all of that. And unfortunately, it's always about human life, but then once the smoke clears, then you're dealing with, ooh, this is where I have to go now. What do I do here? And some insurers are reducing their exposure to the state's risk because of those disasters, and that's what we're talking about there. And, boy, the number in 2019 will also be very, very high, and that's incredibly it's incredibly crippling to so many people who are not aware of, you know, who are not aware of what the cost will be to them, and then getting reinsured, or what is their policy. You know, it's one of those things where this is a great reminder in this conversation with Michael, no matter where you live, but especially I know we have a lot of Californians listening to us, to be more prepared and actually really, really understand what your policy is, what you have covered, and then when you come back to some sort of a disaster, what you have to look at. And it's interesting. If you go to the Insurance Information Institute, III.org, it's a really set up well, the website, and they talk about, since, I want to say, 1960, they've had all these insights on insurance, and so that will empower you, obviously, as the consumer. That's the idea. He mentioned that at the end, that there's information you can take advantage of. I know that I just went there as we're here on the air, and I'm looking at even driving in the winter, and how do you be prepared for that, and how do you stay safe, because there are people out there who are dealing with that right now. With your car, with whatever it is you're driving, and what can you do to up the game and help yourself a little bit? And then what about umbrella liability, and what is the policy for that? And it's funny because I just looked at that, and what does that mean? And under an umbrella liability policy, for about $150 to $300 a year, you can buy that. And what it does is it covers things that you're not, you know, umbrella, that you're not thinking of. It kicks in and then covers you off on some other areas. And it's a very good thing for many of the people that are out there listening to us who find themselves underinsured or don't realize they're underinsured and what that actually covers. But there's all kinds of stuff with homeowners and renters, by the way. Sometimes we forget, and I was a renter for a long time too, about renter's insurance and thinking, how much is that and do I really need it? And boy, oh boy, I had three friends who were involved in fires at apartments where they were, where it was somebody else that was below them or above them. And luckily they did have renter's insurance, and they could get back what they lost, which was a lot, because two of them were moving into homes, and they were young families. All right, so check it out. It is good. It's a great source. III, easytoremember.org. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.